I'm very happy now to welcome to the Radio Cafe Alessandro Fernandez. He's a junior at Santa Fe Prep, and he's here to tell us about the Terry Fox Run, which is happening tomorrow, Friday, the 10th of April. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
All right, thank you. So the Terry Fox Run is something that's been going on for a few years, and what I think is really important about it is the story. And it starts back in the 1980s with a Canadian teenager named Terry Fox. Now, Terry Fox was a great athlete, but he got cancer and had to amputate his leg as a result.
And he was a young guy.
Yeah, he was about 17 when this happened.
Oh, heavens.
And he felt really strongly about some of the things he saw in the cancer wing of the hospital. And so he decided to attempt to try to run across Canada about 7,000 miles on one leg to raise money and awareness for cancer.
Now, when you say he was concerned about some of the things he saw, what do you mean?
Well, he saw specifically kids in the cancer wing who had just sort of given up because cancer at the time was almost an unbeatable disease. It was very hard to beat. And he really felt really strongly about that, and he wanted to do something about it.
So he ran across Canada on one leg.
Well, he had
a prosthetic leg.
Yeah. He almost made it. He made it about 3,000 miles before the cancer returned, and he had to cut his run short and be hospitalized.
Oh, heavens. And then we lost him.
Yeah. And actually, that second time he was in the hospital, a student at Santa Fe Prep at the time, Dan Mass, felt really touched about this story. And so he called Terry Fox up in the hospital and asked, "What can we do?" And Terry Fox said, "Continue my run." And so since then, Santa Fe Prep has been getting its middle school together, and they've raised over $300,000 and run hundreds of miles to support cancer, kids with cancer here in Santa Fe.
That's a lot. That's a lot of miles and a lot of money.
Yeah. It started off pretty small originally, maybe 50, 60 students raising pledges, running and getting money for how many miles they ran. But it's grown, and now we have an endowment at the Santa Fe Community Foundation with all that money. And the interest earned on that endowment, what we do is if there's a kid or a family who has a child in Santa Fe or northern New Mexico who has cancer and they need financial aid, we help them. So if they need a place to stay for the night in Albuquerque, we help them out with that. Or if they need help with their rents, we help them out with that. Any of the other underlying costs of having a kid with cancer, which I think people don't really realize, is that
right,
how much it costs, not just the treatment.
But everything that, I mean, all the time that the parents have to take off from work.
Yeah, exactly.
And not everything is covered by health insurance, as we know from experience. So this is a run that's happening tomorrow. Now, are you running?
I am not, actually. I will probably be running the first lap or two with the kids. We only get our middle schoolers out, unfortunately.
Okay.
But it's still a good 100 or so kids. And last year, we managed to get out the Waldorf middle schoolers as well, since we helped a kid, Dylan Buckley, a few years ago from Waldorf.
Now, how does it actually work? Do people sponsor the runners?
Well, how it works, and what I think is really interesting about this, is it's all kid run. It's kids helping kids. The committee, the Terry Fox Run Committee, is all kids, including myself. And what we do is we get the middle schoolers, and we take them out into the community. And they'll go up to people and say, "Hi, I'm running the Terry Fox Run." They'll tell them about the run, and they'll say, "Can you pledge me a few dollars?" So if somebody gets pledged $5 for every mile they run, then if they run 10 miles, that's $50. And what this does is gets the kids really motivated. So they watch a documentary, a 30 for 30, actually, about Terry Fox. They get really motivated about this. And then as long as they want to run more miles.
Now, how many miles is it? Is there an outer limit?
Well, we do the run. El Rancho de los Golondrinas has been really generous in offering their area to this each year. And there's a two-mile lap. And the kids can run up to 20 miles around 10 laps. So almost a marathon.
Oh, my goodness. Have you ever made it the full 20?
In my eighth grade year, I made it the full 20. And I remember I had done 9 laps, and I was pretty much walking each lap at this point. I was really tired. And I looked at the clock and said, "I can do one more." And I felt really good about that.
And raising probably that much more money in that last mile.
Yes, yeah. And some of the kids, they get really into it, and they'll go out and ask their parents' friends, their parents' work, and they really want to help.
And it's really, I think, among other things, a great exercise in getting young people to engage with the community, to get out of their comfort zone.
Definitely. The first few times, I know if I take some 7th graders out, the first few times they'll try to approach somebody, they'll be a bit nervous, and you got to help them through that. But after a while, they get really into it, and it comes off almost naturally. I don't know of anything else in Santa Fe that gets kids so motivated and helping others.
And so can people, if they want to, tomorrow, Friday, go actually watch the kids running?
Yeah, definitely. The run's going to start at 9 o'clock at El Rancho de las Golondrinas. We'll get all the kids. We may have somebody we've helped out there. And we'll have Fred Mass, who's the father of Dan Mass, who started the run, out there. We'll say a few words, and then we'll get on a big opening lap. Anything that people want to do, if they want to pledge some money to any of the kids, this is all open.
Is there anything that people can do? Like, is there a website or something where they can find out more information?
Well, actually, no, unfortunately. But we have a faculty sponsor, Chris Shakers at Santa Fe Prep. You can email me or any of the other members of the Terry Fox Run Committee at Santa Fe Prep, alessandrofl@gmail.com.
If anybody wants to contact Alessandro, you can also write to me at radiocafe@ksfr.org, and I will forward that just in case you missed the email. Alessandro, anything you want to let people know before we go?
Well, I called up one of the mothers of the parent of one of the kids we helped, Jordan Evans, who was a sixth grader at Gonzales when we helped him last year, and I never really realized how much we meant to people. It's some numbers on a page. But when I talked to her, she almost couldn't put into words how thankful she was. And that really struck me, and that made me really realize how much of an impact we do really make.
In our local community, making a big difference, Alessandro Fernandez, Jr. at Santa Fe Prep, thank you so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you.